different. So how have you come to the place where you're at today, where you have enough knowledge to provide some insight to your clients as to how to do that?
Interesting question. Thank you for that. Basically, I think there is two things to consider. Is like, I think probably for anything, is like there's a set of tools you learn. Many you can learn at school, you know, how to design like a piece of plastic so it's like robust enough and it's not going to break, okay? How you can like transmit a signal from point A to point B with whatever, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or you name it. So there is all these things you learn in school. So that's a set of skills, like, you know, computed, like designing with computers, like, et cetera, et cetera. And then something that is a little bit more related to somewhat, you know, methodology, but also soft skills. And that I think, at least for me, I learned less probably at school. Maybe it changed, especially here in the US. I did my studies in France. But it's the user-centric approach is like key, because, you know, you mentioned like, especially for products that are used by people, every single time at the end of the day, a scooter or watch or whatever, it's a human interacting with the product. And so understanding this and having systematically that approach where every single decision you make, you need to remember, well, that decision, does that serve the purpose of actually providing some kind of value to the products? And so the user. And that is something like that is really key, and that's basically related to the whole, you know, development process, where it's not just I look at your computer, like doing that computer, like, you know, strong enough so if you make it fall, it's gonna crack, but also like taking into consideration, like, okay, this computer is gonna be used by kids, it's gonna be used by women that age, by like men that age, and in probably different cultures. And there is all this like added layer that is key also to always take into consideration when I think you want to get to like a good good design. It's more than just technicals. I think it's somewhat technical skills, but it's more it's not like, it's hard to, in a way to say it, it's hard to like put equation behind it. You know what I mean? So it's not like, hopefully, it's probably not something that AI would be able to do. And hopefully something will be replaced by. And it's that knowledge that indeed like you gain and you can then apply to any type of products. It's more like a methodology of, okay, when somebody, I give you an example, which is if we got the client coming, is like, here is like, you know, this document with all the features we want, and please do it. Well, that's something you can execute that and like just do the product. What we do, and typically like, yeah, in my company is like, okay, understanding not just the idea and the basically the already defined product that a person come with, but also what's the vision? Okay, what's exactly the story? And of, like, I take you, Daniel, like, okay, you're going to use your product, like, how are you going to use it? What's the circumstances and, like, you know, environment you're going to use it for? And that's key to also, to, like, take into consideration to actually, like, make sure the features and, like, the all the technical details you initially been asked for are actually useful, or maybe some have been forgotten. So,